AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Right now, we know of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland.
President Obama is telling Americans to go about their plans on Thanksgiving. He met today with his national security team. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson also says there's no credible threat, but they are watching out for copycats following the Paris attack.
We're focused on the lone actor as well. And we've seen some of that overseas and here in recent months.
Security is in place at airports around the country, like New York's LaGuardia.
The National Guard is here patrolling the main terminal. So is the Port Authority police and their bomb-sniffing dogs. And outside, their ballistic-engineered armored response counter-attack truck, which looks like it came straight off the battlefield, circles the airport. All this extra security makes Sean Hall, who's flying to Louisiana for Thanksgiving, feel safer.
You trust the powers that be to protect us as best they can.
And he got here a little earlier in case security lines were longer than usual.
I expected it to be a lot worse, almost like a home alone kind of thing.
At LaGuardia Airport, Julie Walker, New York.
The military says soldiers and airmen involved in a deadly airstrike on a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Afghanistan have been suspended and could face criminal charges.
The medical facility was misidentified as a target by U.S. personnel who believe they were striking a different building several hundred meters away, where there were reports of combatants.
General John Campbell, the top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, says it was human error and a tragic mistake. At least 31 civilians were killed. More protesters are expected in Chicago today, a day after the video was released showing a white police officer fatally shooting a black teenager last year. Mourners gathered at a church in Minneapolis to pay their respects to Jamar Clark, whose death in a confrontation with police sparked more than a week of protests. This is AP Radio News. The terror threat level remains at its highest level in Brussels, but the AP's Lauren Cook reports there are some changes in the Belgian capital.
Students have started going back to school today at primary and secondary schools and universities. They're still being kept within the grounds and within buildings. The underground transport system's actually starting to work again, but mainly in the city centers.
Police outside Houston, Texas, say they've discovered human remains, believed to be of a 15-year-old girl who was missing for 25 years.
Members of the suspect's family that had been carrying information for many years, and then with the death of the suspect, they started talking to each other and realizing what was going on, and they contacted us.
Sergeant Scott Grossier is with the Wharton County Sheriff's Department in Texas. Rosemary Diaz was reported missing in 1990 from the general store where she worked. A ring was found that Diaz's family believes belonged to her. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.